Fahrenheit 451, the temperature at which book paper catches fire and burns. This catchphrase appears on the title page below the actual title of Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. The science fiction novel appeared in hardcover 50 years ago this month, and Alan Chews has this reappraisal.
5 million copies later, that's an average sale of 100,000 copies a year, Bradbury's now classic story of Montag the fireman of the future, whose job is to burn books, has become part of the imagined landscape of the censorship-savvy American readership. As readers may recall, the novel takes us through Montag's regular round of setting fire to books and book owners' houses in order to keep American society becalmed on a sea of ignorance and know-nothing tranquility. Until one night, after witnessing a woman choose death in her burning house over a life without books, he expresses discomfort with his own way of seeing things. "There must be something in books," he says to his drugged-up wife Mildred, "things we can't imagine to make a woman stay in a burning house." Alas for Montag, Mildred feels as though her own house is on fire, so miserable she is in her marriage and so addicted to the wall-sized TV with its family of video characters. Bradbury understands that in order to keep alive his argument about censorship and the power of books, he has to create characters more believable than those shadowy figures on the television screen, and he's so good at it that even when he becomes didactic, we stick around and listen. Books, according to Montag's boss in the firehouse, say nothing. Nothing you can teach or believe. They're about non-existent people, figments of imagination if they're fiction, and if they're non-fiction, it's worse. One professor calling another an idiot, one philosopher screaming down another's gullet. Montag the fireman soon sees things another way. In any future I'd like to imagine, his story is one book we'll want to save from the flames.
Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury was first published in 1953. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.